And if you don't, if she don't have to start out there, then that's the one that the fucking, you know what I'm saying, the tower's gonna be tracking.
That's the one. Ife is tracking this. This Nielsen ratings research has just blown my mind.
I ain't never looked it up. That was just what I came up with the top of my head when I started thinking, like, okay, aside from Star Trek shit, what are the possibilities that this is a real thing? How could they be knowing who's watching what at what time?
How? How do they do that?
Tower activity. Surveys.
No, I mean, it's the same thing with the cell phone when they're trying to track down people doing dirty shit. You know what I'm saying? They put you with that tower, and they're like, in the coach tower, you know what I'm saying? And they'll follow your conversation from, because after you have to leave this tower range, you go to the next tower. Like, yep, that's that motherfucker right there.
Ife, they always listening.
And it's not that they're always listening.
They're always watching.
The ability to.
They always have the ability to stay.
Track you some kind of way. So whether it's tower activity, your social security, you know what I'm saying, W-2.
Quantify. Put you in boxes.
Agree it. It's mathematical.
Oh, very disturbing. Frightening. I see why some people could go crazy. Lose their minds.
Be writing graphs for days and go on the wall. And
yeah.
And shit. No, I don't care that much.
Ife, funny shit you said to me was there's a fine line between Caitlyn Jenner and Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
it's a very fine line.
To me, that just said, man, there's a lot of people on that tipping point right now. I just ready to start writing shit on the walls in institutions for the rest of their life.
Or eating people. Or changing their sex. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Like, don't get me wrong. There's a time and place to eat people. So, when you find a creature that's involved in cannibalism, when there's still viable food sources.
Yeah, birds.
They're looking to the mystical, or, you know what I'm saying, they done crossed that line. They chose to eat people rather than disfigure themselves.
Mm.
Like, I don't think you could ever find, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to say a fan, but sort of fanatic, you know what I'm saying, but I don't think you would find anybody who loves Michael Jackson's music more than me.
That's my man.
And to this day, as much as I don't believe in my heart that Michael did the things they accused him of as far as with the children.
Yeah.
Those big grown folks got on his nerve. At the same time, I do believe Michael was attempting to let the world know that he wasn't right by the world standards, by the shit he did to himself physically.
Yeah. Oh, Ife, did you, Did you see Macaulay Culkin came out about this stuff? I don't know what happened. I was trying to find somebody who knows what Macaulay Culkin was talking about.
What did he say?
I don't know, but Macaulay Culkin looked like one of the Trailer Park Boys. Have you seen this?
No, he's going to look better now. He had a real bad heroin addict. I mean, he had a real bad heroin addiction.
Yeah.
You know, some people say you never get over it, whatever. But I just think, like I said, grown folks got on Michael's nerves. You know what I'm saying? But they begging and they manipulating and all this, that, and the other. And I think with kids, because he didn't have a childhood, I don't even think Michael had, you know what I'm saying, sexual desires. And I think he was what people want to call now, nowadays referred to as an asexual. However, I do believe he had a message in letting you know that his ass wasn't right by your standards, but what he was doing to himself. Physically, his outward appearance.
Yeah, like, chopping his nose off and shit.
No, not just from there to, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the skin color. I'm talking about, like, the dress. The reason people put on goth shit, in my mind, besides being broke and, you know, maybe black clothing easy to come up off of, is the fact that you're trying to make a statement. You're trying to let people know something about yourself that you can't articulate or communicate any other way.
Yeah, I mean,
same way when you fork your tongue and you have scales tattooed all over your body.
That's dangerous. You're
trying to let somebody know your ass ain't right. Not right by me judging right or wrong. I'm talking about by society's norms and mores and shit.
And I'm cool with all of that. My problem with it was it was just disturbing when he chopped the nose off. When he got that Skeletor going, when he went full Skeletor.
Who would say that, you know, he really went like that? What some people don't understand is that your nose and your ears, you know what I'm saying, are going to grow till you die. They're made of cartilage. Cartilage keeps on growing. So if you cut too much of it off, the thing that, you know, the cartilage makes up, like the nose, if you cut too much nose off,
yeah,
the nose that you did leave, that meat, so to speak, not to make the cannibal reference again, but that meat that's left, that meat will start to die. Because the blood vessels, when you cut off, you know what I'm saying, that big part of the nose, cut off, so eventually,
okay,
so you have to keep getting some type of reconstructive surgery because your shit is steadily dying. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so I feel bad now. So
But here's the thing. You're trying to communicate a certain thing to people that people aren't getting about you. That's, to me, the evidence is why you're going to Never Never Land and the shit with the kids, because the other population, you know what I'm saying, the adult population on Earth, gets on your motherfucking nerves, and you need to, like, express that.
You say the adult population of Earth get on my nerves.
Well, you know, there's certain things that I can tell about you that the adult population probably, you know what I'm saying, you know, irritates you or get on your nerves.
You say the kid population of Earth get on my nerves.
Yeah. I don't necessarily see that about you. I mean, like, I think there's all different types of personalities to deal with kids that are positive. Some people are real good with kids and they talk a lot. Some people are real good with kids and they hardly mutter two words. But their behavior and their mannerisms, you know what I'm saying, speak. So, for whatever, you know what I'm saying, you say about grown folks, and I don't see that equaling out, you know what I'm saying, for the children, for you, you know. I mean, even if you get equally frustrated, the difference is in whether or not you show it. So, obviously, and I feel like, you know, for the most part, you can show that frustration with adults. You can't show it with kids.
I let the kids make it because I know it ain't their fault.
That's the sin. That's why.
It ain't their fault.
That's why there's a certain love, you know what I'm saying, there.
So it's the parents, and then that's when I get, what's wrong with you?
I'm not gonna lie. I had a real, you know what I'm saying, nice, you know, moment for like a nanosecond today because I was, you know, whatever, and, you know, in my feelings. And so I'm, you know, in the store, and, you know, me and my son got separated, and when we, you know, wasn't nothing like loudspeaker fine, you know, and so when we caught up with each other, he had already had a chance to run through the toy section and question the fuck out of the dude that was working there, you know. So, you know, when he catch up with me, it's because, you know, he catch me, you know what I'm saying, in the section that I'm
he got in. Full information already.
Yeah, so he coming to find me.
With a dossier.
So when we go back to what he want to show me, he still ain't through fucking with a dude. I know he only asked him a question, but I know my child. He was like, you know, he was asking about that Beyblade shit, whatever. So, you know what I'm saying, old boy, you know what I'm saying, stop what he was doing and shit, going around the corner and this, that, and the other. So, chaos standing in front of the baby, shit, like he wanted to be, but, you know, the employee done pointed it out. And, like, he pulled me to the side. He was like, you know, I just want to tell you, he's the most polite person that I've met in the last month. You know what I'm saying? And so, aside from me, like, okay, this nigga quantified it with a month. You know what I'm saying? You know, I told you only lasted a nanosecond. I felt good. Because, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's not much you can do in this world.
Yeah.
But the one thing that, here again, unless you're in the penitentiary and God knows that, you know what I'm saying, I know a couple of ways I'm not going to get into this, you can still, you know, positively touch the kids, you know. But
this is how I feel about my kids. As long as everybody they hang around like them and ain't got nothing bad to say about them, I don't give a fuck what people think how I feel about my own motherfucking kids. I don't like the little bastards, but I love the shit out of them. They need to get out of my fucking house.
Tell you, You know what I'm saying? That, you know, your child is a hero. He, you know what I'm saying, did this, that, and the third. Your child is, the, you know what I'm saying, most polite or courteous. You know what I'm saying? When you, as a black person, without a, I'm not talking about every black person. I'm talking about me. You know what I'm saying? You, hypothetically. If you know you ain't got a pot to piss it out of, a window to throw it out of, a village that give a shit whether or not you taking your last breath or not, the one thing you can do, any adult, is positively touch a child. And whether that's in a stranger, if you're a teacher and it's a student, or if it's your own child, you know, and when you're not getting, you know, any type of other positive reinforcements besides the sun coming around every day, and somebody says to you, you know, your child is, you know, polite, even if he has said, like, you know, he just had made note of him being polite.
Yeah.
In this day and age,
in this
when
time.
The way people, adults, conduct themselves, the way, you know what I'm saying, kids run around here like chickens with their heads cut
so,
off because of the...
In honor of Mike... Michael Jackson. Oh,
no, we wasn't talking about his honor. No,
every adult.
We talking about my honor.
We got to touch a kid, but not like
you
that.
You got to, man. That's what I was very specific. I said a positively touch a child.
Exactly.
So
if
you
every
in a penitentiary,
time, this is how we're going to do it. This is how we're going to do it. Every time you catch one of them kids staring at you in the grocery store, you got to bust out dancing. You got to bust out dancing.
No, man. Nothing about being Chicken George.
Not Chicken George. You could
exactly
do a little,
no.
Or you could do a little dab. It's not Chicken George. What?
Yeah, well,
what is Chicken
dance,
George anyway? Wait a minute.
Chicken,
wait a minute.
Chicken,
what the fuck is Chicken
you
George?
Said dance. Like my mind just immediately went to somebody throwing tap shoes at a motherfucker and telling them to dance. My mind goes immediately to some shit like 12 Years as a Slave when he woke up all the niggas and said dance for my entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Like, and God knows if there's anything white folks gonna pay us for, dance and dribble. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not talking about just the colored people. I'm talking about every people's.
No, we're not talking about every people, but every people ain't going through what we going through. Everybody got their own situation.
But the other people's have to know what they should do to positively touch a kid.
I wouldn't know, because they not black like me.
They gonna touch your kids, though.
So I'm saying I need to touch them first. And that's
they're
what
gonna
I'm saying.
Touch them kids,
and
though.
If you don't touch a child first, you know what I'm saying, positively, make sure that when you do, you always touch a child positively. So obviously we're not talking about the pedophiles, but more importantly what I'm speaking of is don't ever pass up an opportunity to positively touch a child as opposed to ignore a child. Simply because they're not your child. It's a child you think you're never going to see again. You know, it's a child that you think going to die. Like, that ain't your business. You're doing too much, you know? It's just, for me, I can eat off of that.
Yeah.
You know, because of the other things that I told you that were lacking, the reason I can tell you that a stranger... He was a young guy, you know what I'm saying? Could come up to me and tell me, you know what I'm saying, me that. And it wasn't even a sense of pride that I'm talking about. It was a sense of hope. Because I know that doesn't happen often. Like, I'm used to getting, you know, like, compliments, you know what I'm saying, about my children, deserved or not. You know what I'm saying? Because my children can fool your ass. So it's not about
how,
that.
I don't
you know
see
what
how
saying?
People even like my kids. Because they treat me like shit.
See, that's what I'm saying. So we're not talking about, we're talking about, you know,
it's
other
a
people.
To
we're talking about other people and how they, you know what I'm saying, see your, you know, not that's it. I'm not just talking about my children. I'm just talking about the idea of positively touching a child when you think that you ain't got nothing going and it's woe is me and fuck, and put the world and the earth at the end of it.
Yeah.
And all the time that you took the say and think and all of that, I'm pretty sure you passed a child that you could have positively touched.
Well, I know what I'm going to do. Since you think chicken dancing is Chicken George.
No, I don't. I think when we were talking about, you know what I'm saying, when I said a child, I probably was thinking more along the lines, you know what I'm saying, of children. But I remember telling you the thing about, you know, the white kids. And so it's not, like I said, in this sense, now I'm not talking about marking them. I was talking about
be marked
children.
Forever.
I'm talking about, I was talking about children, you know what I'm saying, across the board, because of, you never know, you know what I'm saying, that you're not the difference in that child's life.
Well,
even
I don't
know, you never see them
so
again.
When them kids see me in the Walmart, the HEBs and all that kind of stuff, they start and they do their normal staring. I'm not going to chicken George them with a dance. Mm-mm. I'm just going to shake my locks at them.
No.
That's what I'm going to do.
Go ahead. I mean, this is on. But to me, that looks kind of, you know, aggressive. I'm simply saying,
you know, in the animal kingdom, a smile is aggressive.
No, not a smile.
It's a baring
the teeth.
The baring of the teeth.
And that's totally different.
It's
so
the
I'm
same
saying,
thing.
No, it is not. And so what I'm saying is that's the fine line between Jeffrey and Caitlin. So if you find that fine line with children, you've done a great thing. If don't name another motherfucking adult, you know what I'm saying? Ever say anything nice about you, your mama, your daddy, your big mama, call her dumbass, whatever.
Oh, I can report
that's
it too.
Something
report the kids reaction to me shaking my locks at them.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about going viral.
Oh, yeah, everybody want to go viral.
I'm going back to telling you that the reason I was saying all of this was because it gave me hope.
Hope,
because,
not dope.
Because, one, you could have not thought nothing of my son's politeness. Two, you know what I'm saying? He's young. A lot of people think, you know, young people, you know, ain't even, like, on the shit. And
you know,
third,
what
I don't know what race he was, but he definitely wasn't one of us, you know? So the hope is that comes into play is that he took time to say it. He took time to feel what he felt enough to say it. So at some point you can think like, and then we're never going to all hold hands and kumbaya and look after everybody's kids. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm saying, since you have to keep putting one foot in front of the other every day, might as well, you know what I'm saying, guarantee that happens by always positively touching a child if you come into contact with one.
You know, hope and dope give you the same feeling, but you ain't got to pay for hope.
Shit. You have to pay for hope. What's paying for hope is that shit felt good to me for a nanosecond. Do you know how much of a fucking spiritual thought, you know, you call these hot ass bitches, you know how much of a spiritual thought I had to be for that shit to feel good, even if only for a nanosecond? How thirsty that, you know what I'm saying, I am for, you know, like some type of, you know, faith in humanity, that a random stranger telling me some shit that I've heard several times before that I already know gave me hope. Because that's a new person, you know, taking the time. And that's, you know, that's just, you know, it. That's probably not even a complete sentence, I'm sure.
Well, I'm burnt out on hope and dope, really. I'm getting tired of paying for both.
Well,
I don't see the point. I'm just going to just jump.
If that's the case, I'm going to buy paper flowers and go pick them and throw them on a motherfucking grave. I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to grab a bunch of flowers and just start throwing them at motherfuckers. That's awesome.
That's aggressive.
Yes, super aggressive.
Why are you wanting to be aggressive?
Because I just thought of something.
In such an undercover way.
I was trying to think of something that's beautifully aggressive. And I was like, well,
you know,
shit, throwing flowers at
me. I'm going to tell you what's beautifully aggressive.
Oh, what?
Wait for it. Wait for it. A climax. You know you finna come so motherfucking hard and you feel that shit building. That's the only beautiful aggression there is. I mean, I'm bullshit. It's probably ugly, but no, you cannot run around throwing tissue paper in people's face and talking about, no, I didn't mean nothing by this tissue paper and it hurt. No, I can tell by the way you flung it. So, you know, you want to do something beautiful, aggressive, get you a double-sided cock ring or some shit. And, you know, be on your way, but
A double-sided cock ring? Yeah. What the fuck do you need a double-sided cock ring for?
To bridge the gap. You know, an oxymoron to say beautiful and aggressive, and, you know, to describe something as beautifully aggressive. I'm kind of thinking that's oxy, you know, moronic, you know, if that's a word. Mm. But, so, if that is the case, in my mind it is, then you have to have something that can bridge that gap. And a double-sided cock ring, that'll do it.
Look, I don't need no cock ring, let alone double-sided.
Of course you don't. No, you need double-sided.
Not a double-sided, not a single-sided, not a side at all. We going to throw them all the way back to wherever they came from. All of them.
You don't know what you're missing.
What? How is that even possible?
Because you just said a double-sided cock ring is used. And obviously, I can't use a double-sided cock ring. I mean, like, in my mind. But, you know, so I can't tell you what you're missing.
Okay.
So the only thing I can say is you don't know what you're missing because...
There are certain experiences that I'm fine with, you know, letting escape my total ken. So, be oblivious if or whatever, but that's cool. That's real cool. You know what I mean? Because that seems like a lot of work. It seems like...
What, the double-sided concrete?
Yeah, it's like you got equipment now. That, you know, has this been maintenance? Is it clean? Am I going to get a spur from something previous? You know, it's all kinds of things that could happen.
Okay. But I don't, you know, it's all kind of things that can happen at the bridge. You know what I'm saying? It's built either. So, you know, you know a couple of people going to die in the building of the bridge. That's not what we're talking about.
Just build a damn bridge.
Exactly.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.